Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up. A new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na 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 na. We gotta change it, girl. Just you and me.
Breaking up with Linda Mitchell.
You ready, girl? You
sure we can?
Yeah.
Breaking up. We share and care with love all through the land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
Well, good evening out there, everybody. It is Telly Tuesday. I hope everything is going fine for you. You know, yesterday was Mindful Monday, but we were celebrating Dr. Martin Luther King's entire weekend. And we wanted you to be mindful and just sit back and relax and think about the legacy that he left for all of us. You say not only one day is his birthday, every day is his birthday. And we need to think and reflect and take a heed to his purpose and find your own out there. Today we're going to have Stephanie Haynes coming on with us, and she's going to be talking about the root chakra. And you know, those chakras give you all the information that you need to know. But, you know, we have to devote ourselves to self-care. It's a lot of emotions that are affecting us, you know, and the chakras can notify us of all these emotions. You know, there's lies and divisiveness and the virus and the social activity. You know, all of this information gathering, tomorrow is going to be a big day. We don't know what to expect, but you know what? We have to stay determined, because when you devote yourself to achieving your goal, you will not be bothered by shallow criticism. Nothing important can be accomplished if you allow yourself to be swayed by some thrilling matter, always looking over your shoulder and wondering what others are saying or thinking. The key to achievement is to move forward along your chosen path with firm determination, no matter what. And on that note, I just want you to hear what Tracy got to tell us, and then we're going to bring Stephanie on and let her tell us what to do with that body and what those chakras does.
Material world, don't see the link of change, finding love. Our own ancestors, our hungry ghosts, closets so full of bones, they won't close. Colored up word mobility, but you've been sold down the river. It's another form of slavery, and the whole man-made white world is your master. You and your fancy material world, creating your own image, supreme God. Your Virgin Mary, your Holy Ghost, claim to be pure of heart, hands that are stained with blood. Colored up word mobility, but a human soul down the river. There's another form of slavery, and the whole man-made white world is your master. Material world, don't see the link of chain binding us. Our own ancestors, our hungry ghosts, closets are full of bones, they won't flow. Colored up word mobility, but you've been sold down the river. Another form of slavery, and the whole man-made white world is a master. You and your fancy material world don't see the link of chain binding. You and your fancy material world don't see the link of chain binding. Fancy material world, don't see the links of change binding.
That's right. You know, Tracy had something to say. You know, we hear about love, compassion, and kindness, but we also think, and we put the message in the music out here because we are about caring and sharing and keeping you educated on what you need to do to keep you strong, keep you healthy, and keep your mind and your blood flowing through your brains. You're listening to Waking Up with Linda Mac Chan, and we have Stephanie Haynes with us this evening that's going to care and share. Stephanie, are you with us this evening?
Yes, good evening, Miss Linda. How are you?
I'm wonderful, and how are you?
I am doing well. Thank you for asking.
Okay, you know I'm going to check on you. You know you are my angel. Is that what we can say? And we know that you've had a pretty exciting week coming up, and that you have had some things that you were taking care of, and you're fine, and we love it, and we thank you for coming on and taking out your time to share and care with us. And I'm going to be quiet because, you know, I like to hear about that root chakra.
All right. So good evening, listeners. How are you? So we're going to start off the beginning of the year grounding ourselves and creating a space where we can grow in our truth. So I'm just going to give a little introduction of the chakras. You know, our bodies are energetic, right? So our human body, every cell in the human body vibrates constantly with energy. And for centuries, the healers of many cultures have accepted that the human body draws energy into it from a universal energy field. So the ancient Hindu culture, it recognized the chakra as the means by which the body draws this energy. And ancient texts depict multiple layers of energy fields around the body, which known as today as the aura. Yet, most of us, or most of science, I would say, they think of the energy field to really discover and confirm that we are most or more than just our physical body. So, but those other aspects of ourselves that make us who we are remain mysteries to science. But I'm going to say that again. So many of today's scientific discoveries confirm that we are more than just our physical body, but those other aspects of ourselves that make us who we are remain mysteries to science. So the energy, by its very nature, is continuously moving and changing, contracting and expanding, becoming congested and releasing once more to a free-flowing stream. The energy that is around our body is very much a reflection of who we are and our state of well-being on all levels. And the levels are our emotional, our physical, our mental, and our spiritual state. So tonight, we're going to talk about what are chakras. And then we're going to go into the root chakra, which is our first chakra. So what are chakras? Chakras are the energy centers of the body. A Sanskrit word, chakra, means the will or the fist, as each chakra moves with a spinning motion, forming a vortex. It is the vortex that filters the energy of the environment around us and disperses it throughout our body. Knowledge of these energy centers is ancient, which is precise origins lost in time. It is generally accepted through that the knowledge stems from ancient Hindu teachings. However, there are seven major chakras. One enters the physical body at the top of the head, and the other six occur along the vertical midline of the body. With energy entering the body from both the front and the back, it is important to remember that the chakras are constantly interacting and that they are no more separate from each other than they are from our aura. So think in terms of the chakras being an intense concentration of energy within our entire energy system. Although the energy moving through the chakra is always moving, the vitality of the energy can lessen if era of life is out of balance. So in Western culture, generally believes that our behavior and our actions are largely governed by our intellect. Mm. But in Eastern culture, the idea that the movement of the energy into and around our bodies influence our state of mind, and therefore our action is well known. These energy channels are also considered part of our connection with the divine, with the higher consciousness. So there are many exercises, meditations, and healing techniques that focus on balancing the chakras and aim to help us remove any blockage or imbalance to the natural movement of energy. So it is believed that when the energy of the chakra is flowing freely and operating as an integrated whole, we will operate at our ultimate level of physical, emotional, and spiritual well-being. So that means that everything is in alignment, then all the seven chakras are open, not blocked. Mm. All right, so we're going to go into our first chakra. So the first chakra meaning, and the name of it is the root chakra, called the Muladhara. It's the root. And it's the first chakra that acts concerned with our connection to the earth and our very basic fundamental needs of survival, sustained shelter, the health of our physical body and safety. So if the energy of this chakra is depleted or blocked, our connection to nature and the world around us may be weakened. As a result, we are likely to feel spacey or ungrounded and less stable. So when you're in this condition, we may neglect our physical needs, and we may become unhealthy and weak as a result of our neglect. So if the energy of this chakra is, we may become too attached to things of the physical world, become materialistic, and place too much importance on material wealth and possessions. We may be unable to develop the higher level of our nature because we are afraid to risk losing these possessions. A miser, a person who is unable to enjoy their wealth for fear of losing it. All right, so it's the perfect example of the energy of the chakra being out of balance. So this chakra is also often referred to as the base. All right. So this chakra, the color of it is red. The Sanskrit name for it is Mahara. It is represented by a lotus of the four petals. Is located near the sacral coccyx joint at the bottom of the spine. The flow of energy, it moves in a clockwise direction and connected to the physical erect body. Right, it regulates the lower back, the coccyx, the adrenal gland, the blood, the skeleton, the feet, the knees, the hips, the teeth, the nails. Right, so that's, you know, that's the base of it. So associated with your physical stability, your security, your self-sufficiency, and responsibility for self. The personal growth area is connected to the earth and the survival instinct. So I want everybody to grab a pen and paper. So, you know, that's one of the things I do, have you to, you know, so you can write things down. And always to go back to refer to them, all right? So, and this all related to the first chakra. So we're going to start with building a strong foundation. And these are affirmations that I want you to kind of write down, you know, for building a strong foundation, stability and security by accurately providing myself with the basic needs of a healthy life, such as shelter, food, water, and clothing. Let me read that again. I create stability and security by accurately providing myself with the basic needs of a healthy life, such as shelter, food, water, and clothing. I use my creativity to build foundation, as this is an essential key to my survival and growth. The more inner and outer stability I have, the more grounded and fulfilling my life would be. I respect myself and take care of my physical body by nurturing and nurturing it. My body tells me what it needs. You're going to nurture your body, and you're going to put nourishing in your body, meaning the food that you eat. Building a strong foundation, we have to have patience with that, right?
Yes.
And with that patience, I want you to say to yourself, as I observe in nature, growth takes time. This is a time for reflection, persistence, and surrounding as things unfold at their own pace. I remain calm and tolerant during my challenging times. I develop quiet, quiet hope and expectation based on trust, both in myself and in a higher power. You know, it's that I developed that quiet hope. It's just like having that soft power, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I developed quiet hope and expectation based on the trust, both in myself and in a higher power. So whatever spiritual religion, whatever you may use for your spirituality, you have to trust in that. Whether you're a Christian, a Buddhist, a Muslim, whatever it is, whatever you're Catholic, whatever you might be, that you use for your, whatever you use for your spirituality in that,
mm-hmm.
right? Then you got to have the courage and the faith, right? So I embrace courage, faith, and I'm sorry, I can't get this out. When you have adaptability, all right,
that's
as
right.
they are needed for me to overcome my fear of change or of the future. I'm going to read that again. I embrace courage, faith, and adaptability as they are needed for me to overcome my fear of change or of the future. I regularly remind myself to be positive and open to the possibilities, knowing that I am the creator of my own destiny. I'm going to read that one again. I regularly remind myself to be positive and open to the possibility, knowing that I am the creator of my own destiny. I embrace the warrior within me. I remind myself to be a warrior, not a worrier, but a warrior. I am not a victim. I feel that the fear, and I do it anyway. I am ready and eager to move forward. You know, I have to say, I am never defeated.
That's right.
You know, even though I had some health challenges, you know, last week. You know, still dealing with them. But however, I tell myself no surgery. I am going to overcome. I am not going to be defeated. You know, and that's a healthy mindset, to, you know, to keep.
Yes, it
you
is.
You know, never be defeated.
No.
And then
no,
you have to have that. Huh?
I said it's not about defeat. No backtracking,
right.
No defeat. It's like win, win, win. Okay.
Yes. Okay, yes. And then you have to take responsibility.
Totally.
Right? So I plant myself on solid ground by consistently taking responsibility and having personal accountability for all that I do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to read that again. Someone needs to hear this. I plant myself on solid ground by consistently taking responsibility and having personal accountability for all that I do.
Okay.
I allow others to depend on me, being responsible. My actions speak louder than my words.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the next one is, I rise against excuses.
You rise
over,
to where?
I rise above excuses.
Okay.
Okay.
I got you.
And indulging as I forgive myself for my past indiscretions.
Hmm.
I know I cannot have act in a more involved way than I was able to at that time.
Hmm.
Bottom line, we got to take responsibility. We can't always blame the person for our actions and what we're going through. We have to be the one to take absolute responsibility. All right. And then, being independent, not relying on others
mm-hmm.
to do what we need to do for ourselves, right?
That's right.
So I know what my needs are, and I actively pursue them, knowing that I will be guided and provided for where I put it in the effort. That means you have to put in the effort. Not the other individual, but you have to put in the effort. I open myself to all possibilities and participate fully in life. I use my imagination and my vision to initiate what I wish for, and I pursue it. I am not waiting to be rescued. I am not the victim, and I am strong. I am not waiting to be rescued. I am not a victim. I am strong.
Right.
Then the last one, but not least, I trust that my instincts are correct. And I let my natural intuitiveness, feelings guide me forward. I will know what I need to do and how to respond with wisdom to situations that comes my way. I have an innate desire to be a servant in life. As I tap into this feeling, I would know what service I am called to do. I believe in myself. And with that being said, that we all have a mission and purpose on this life, and we all have a certain calling on our life to do whatever that mission it is that you were assigned to do.
Mm-hmm.
And most of us, you know, we run from our calling in life, and we all were born to serve, to make this world a better place.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody has their own differing position on this earth. And once you find that your purpose on this earth, which you were called to do, to make the change and make the world a better place, then you find yourself in a happier place.
Yeah.
You find yourself in rhythm with life. Not saying that you're not going to have any trials and tribulations or any obstacles that comes in your life. It's just that you can go through those trials and tribulations and obstacles in a way that you're not begrudging your life. You're not blaming.
Mm.
You're taking full responsibility for the part that you played into that, whatever, because every cause is in effect.
Sure it is.
And so in the causality of that, you have to find the part that you played to get that effect, whether it's good,
right,
or bad or indifferent.
Good,
right,
bad, or whichever. Wait. I'm looking at the clock, and I don't know. I have someone on the line, and it's my associate, Kamalita. Kamalita is a brilliant young lady, and she always talks about this naturistic type stuff. She was on, and she shared about the butterfly. She gives us the stages of the butterfly and how it connects with life, right? And I don't know if she wants to say anything. Are you open to speaking with Kamalita for a second, or if I can get her to come on? Okay, let me see if I can get her, if she wants to speak. Kamalita, are you on the line with us?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, Stephanie.
I told her about you.
Hi,
this is Stephanie.
How are you?
I'm good.
Okay, I didn't want to put you on the spot, but I saw you come on, and I know that you are into the nature, you're into the movement, but you're also into, when Stephanie mentioned calling, You know, we had a brief discussion about things that you were concerned about and you know, how we talked about it. And when she talked about the calling on that, I saw you pop up, and I just wanted you guys to say hello to each other because you're on the same wave. You know how we connect and care and share here. But Kamalita talks about the nature. Stephanie is mentioning the seven chakras. And anything you wanted to ask Stephanie, Kamalita, you just want to sit on and just share and care and just listen. What would you like to do?
Well, thank you for the opportunity. I really was just wanting to share and care, but also I was interested in asking a few questions once I heard the whole spiel, but I wanted to know how to operate with the chakras or how to maybe improve them. But I'm not sure if you're going to get to that later on, but that was going to be my question to you.
Oh, okay. Stephanie, are we ready to answer, or should she have to listen to the entire system every week because we're just starting with the number one? What is your reply to that?
Yeah. Well, I would say just wait and go through all seven chakras, and you will kind of know where you're stuck at, right? If, you know, your first chakra is your security, your base. You know, so if you know if you're not grounded, if you're homeless, jobless, you know, doesn't have that security in your life, you're stuck there, right? So you know that chakra is out of balance. You understand?
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Well, I'm just going to sit on and listen. I kind of got on here because the other thing was beeping you out, so I wanted to hear it clearly, but I'll sit and listen.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
All right. Well, I wanted to make the introduction because Kamalita is part of our family, and, you know, she's traveled around a lot, and I'm trying to get her more part of the family so she can care and share. She has beautiful skills. She's a beautiful young lady. As a matter of fact, everyone in this family has a beautiful heart and a beautiful spirit. I am so glad to assist, support, and be a part of you guys' life and have you a part of mine so that we can help the listeners out here and bring in and excite and inspire as many individuals as we can, because that's what we do here. We care and share. So, Kamalita, I'm just going to mute you out and just hold on and listen, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
All right. So, yes. So, you know, as we go through the seven chakras, we will find out, you will find out where you're stuck at and what chakra that you need to work on. Right? And I think the most important thing is getting that root chakra grounded, getting grounded first. You know,
okay.
Because when I say you can have the finest body, but your mind and your spirituality is out of balance, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's working on all three, so all three can be in congruent together.
Mm.
That means they all working together in agreement. And the same thing with the chakras. They all have to be balanced, all working together. So as we go through, you know, the next 7 weeks, you know, doing this, the chakras, you know, the individual will find out what they stuck at, what they need to work on, you know. And I think right now with the pandemic and a lot of individuals have lost their jobs and, you know, lost their homes, you know, their root chakra is out of balance.
Yes.
They're unstable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for those who don't have the finances, you know, that need, their root chakra has been disrupted.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so right now, 2021 is going to be a year of healing for all of us.
Right.
To get back. Because, you know, the last 4 years we had to deal with a lot of hatred in the world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in Buddhism it says, you know, after great evil there's always great good.
Totally.
Yes.
And fine weather will always return. So you got to be like the sun and resolve to be the sun no matter what you're going through, okay? Because the dawn will always break through.
Yes.
But you have to be able to tell yourself that you know, and that's your affirmation. Like you, Stephanie, I love it because you give us all these affirmations and you take us to the stop and we go in, and then, you know, I focus in on I'm ready to move forward. You know, I rise above excuses, not no excuse, and there's definitely not a victim here, and we definitely don't retreat. So, you know, I scan down the list every day, but I just love it because of the way that you bring it around, and what Carmelita will understand that when this series is over with, she'll be able to spot that chakra, see those chakras, and help somebody else find theirs dealing with you. I love it. Okay, I'm going to be quiet. You know, I'll get carried away over here.
Yeah, then I always say, you know, winter always turns into spring, right?
Yes.
Yes. So we go through what we need to go through to help us to grow.
Yes.
Yeah. And the most important thing is, you know, as I was saying, you know, that accountability mm-hmm. and that responsibility is very important.
Mm-hmm.
And if we don't take accountability and responsibility for the things that, you know, that we go through, then we just go into circles.
Right.
And we would never grow. We will always be pointing the fingers at the other individual and blaming.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I always say when you blame, you lose the power to change.
That's right.
All right? So, when we start taking responsibility for our actions, then we can move forward, we can grow, and then the other chakras will get in alignment because the root chakra is not over enlarged because we hold on so much stuff.
Mm-hmm. That's why you have to get it, take care of it, nip it in the bud, and let it flow, you know, because you can go through situations, as I always say, pain is power, okay? I like that. Pain is power, because one thing it's going to give you is if you want to go through it again, when you recognize it again, you'll either choose to go through it or not go through it. And if you have to go through it, you'll be able to deal with it a little bit better. It won't hurt as much as it did before. So pain is always power, and that fits in with being accountable and responsible for what you have to do. You cannot rely on anyone but yourself, because at the end of the day, that's all you have is yourself. So that's when we take that journal out and we do that self-assessment. Okay, what did I do today? Okay, I won't do that tomorrow. Or what will I do better tomorrow? Okay, this is what I've done today. Well, I'm never going to do that again. Those type of things is what we have to work on. We have the opportunity to do it because of, like you say, all of this stuff that we're going through. And, you know, we have to worry about our mental health, the strongest of individuals, you know, because there's a lot of fear floating out here. But you cannot let fear control your life. You know, that's when you pull out that sword and sharpen it up and keep on slicing till the end, okay? It's things are designed. It's just a lot going on. I'm just have a free day tomorrow because I want to observe the change, okay? And I hope I don't see anything ugly. You know, it's time for this ugliness to go, okay? It's just not working. Yeah. You know, unification is very, very powerful, and it can be powerful as an atomic bomb. But you must take action when everybody says, oh, yeah, we in unity, but what you doing in that unity, okay? What are you doing? You're unifying for the good, or you're unifying for the bad? Because if it's not for the good, it's gonna run into some brick walls out there, because good will always overrule evil, always. It might not appear to be, and when there might be a lot of things that happen in between while it's flowing through that transition, as we say, but good always wins over evil. And after every, like you say, after every great evil, there's always great good. So that kind of like keeps a smile on my face. I'm saying, when am I going to see it? But it's there. You know, you just have to keep your eyes open. You just have to stay woke and keep your chakras in line and stay balanced. And eventually you'll see
actually,
it.
Actually, it's already here.
Yes,
it is. It's already here. It's just that each and every one of us has to take responsibility for what's going on right now in the world.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
If we don't speak up for injustice, we might as well just be a part of it.
No. No. And a lot of people, you know, like I'll share this. A friend said, "Oh, well, you know, you got your sign up there, and you got Black Lives Matter." I said, "Uh-huh, sure do, because I'm black and Black Lives Matter. Already, all lives matter." Well, who is your clientele? I say, the world. Okay, I don't have a set clientele. We share and care with everybody. We move with our hearts. Those that hear it and get it, yay, yay, yay. Those that don't want to hear it, well, they lose out, right? But I'm not going to stop my belief system to try to satisfy something because of what another person will think. That's not what I'm about. And being an African-American female, Black Lives Do Matter, okay? And I'm black, all right? So why should I worry about trying to appease somebody because somebody might not like what? Well, I don't care about that. That's not how you be happy in life. It's about happiness here. And when we came on, you know, Stephanie, you've been with me since 2013. So this is not just like a step into the thing. And I can say about you is that you are an individual who's going to have a person's back no matter what. You're very dependable. If you say you're going to do something, you take full responsibility and you do it. Remember, we used to hit that asphalt together, and I've seen you do parades for 5 and 6 and 10 miles barefoot. Footed with a hole in your foot. I've witnessed that, and I'm looking and saying, does anything ever stop her? Okay, you could have a hole in your foot. I remember it, and you're hitting that asphalt. And that is when I fell in love with you, because I said, this is a determined young lady, and she lets nothing get in the way. And the beautiful part about you, Stephanie, is you encourage and empower others. See, it's about each one teach one. All the information that we get, we have to share this, okay? My thing is the babies. I'm still trying to figure out and work this map and this chart of which way I'm going for them, because I'm believing the legislation and not say more so the politics, but people that say they don't want to hear about them or they don't want to be involved is sick and crazy, because you must get involved so you'll know what's going on. So I'm trying to design a program and take it to see how I can start with my babies to get them moving through the community. There's a few groups that are doing it, but more so getting into that policy making and legislation so they can develop that ear to hear. What they do with it is up to them, but at least they're aware of it, because we have to know our history. If you don't know your history, you don't recognize what's coming at you. So that's very important. You know, some people don't have a clue. There's a lot of, I won't say within the last 5 years, but I remember that the classes I talk, I would have to take books to the young adults and even know who Martin Luther King was. I said, oh, no, have a seat. Let me tell you, okay? But now I see through the years, you know, with the fifth graders and the third graders, and, you know, they're getting it. So it's very important. And that way, when we work with our youth and work with our young, that's crap that we saw up there the other day. That's not happiness. That's not the world. And that's not what it's about, okay? That is not what it's about. So I'm just glad to be here to care and share, to have persons like yourself, Carmelita, all the host team, because each person comes with their heart and they come a different way. But it's about love, compassion, and kindness here. It's about educating, unification, and collaboration. But we don't just say unification. We do unification with action. Because to unify with no action doesn't mean a thing, okay? So unification with action is the most important, and that unification has to be structured out in a form that it's relatable to everyone. You know, I teach PhDs, okay? I also teach babies. So either way, I teach my way, because I'm going to make it relatable to everybody. Now, sometimes it can be a little loose for a PhD, but I'm not saying I'm James Baldwin up in here. I got a message. I got something to share, and I'm going to bring it my way. So when you can go from the 3-year-old to the PhD, that means that you're kind of like working towards your purpose. I don't really know what it is right now, but you guys are part of it. You guys are helping me, and as if I hope I'm helping you, and we together are helping people out there that are listening. I just love it. So now here I go. You know, I get on this podium up here. Let me shut up. Let me shut up and let you wrap it up, because we're going to go to chakra number. We on the first chakra, which is a root chakra, and the next chakra is what? Where is it? Is it in the fourth?
It's our second chakra.
Is where?
Which is located where our navel.
Okay.
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 So it's called the sky-crawl chakra.
What is it called?
Right.
Say it again.
Sky-crawl chakra.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
So it is associated with our sexuality, our sensuality, our mentoring, right, how we nourish ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and then the color of that chakra is orange.
Orange. So the root chakra is red, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So when I see charts of the chakra, you know, I'd love to look at those charts, and I see those different colors flowing down. This will be very helpful because I'll be able to understand them. But each time you see a chart with chakras, you will see all those colors. So red is for the root, orange is for the number 2 chakra. Where is that purple chakra? What is that?
That's your crown chakra.
Okay. Because, you know, that's our favorite color. So, of course, I'm going to always gravitate to that purpose. So let me ask you, Stephanie, I know how it can go. I have a question. So when an individual, because there's energy people, we move off of energy. You know, we can feel others' energy. And if we're in tune and we're balanced, we can really feel their energy. There are some of us that are gifted that can see it. You know, you see that aura there. Now, all of this is basically coming from the alignment of those chakras, right? The energy that's produced out there. So you, as an energy person, are understanding the frequencies of the body. When you approach someone or someone approaches you, even though you might not react, you see it and feel it all, right?
Right.
Okay. There's individuals. And then there's individuals that, how can I put it? They come with the energy. They come with the energy, and you know that they're coming with something, but you are also in tune with yourself, and you know how to take your energy and block out their energy. And that means that you're totally in balance, right, with your chakras. They're operating. That's the purpose of the energy. Okay. I just wanted to know that. It's nothing. It's not magic. It's nothing. It's kind of mystic, but it's part of the body. It's the energy, and since we're all energy, that's something good to know. Okay, I'm going to be quiet. Okay.
Yes. So I'm going to end with this.
Okay.
And it's the self-sufficiency.
Okay.
And this is another information that I want you to write down.
Okay.
Okay. So by finding your security without being materialistic, I will gain satisfaction, stability, and inner strength. I'm going to read that again.
Say it again.
By finding material security without being materialistic, I would gain satisfaction, stability, and inner strength. I am resourceful. I put in the effort to be responsible for supplying fundamental needs in my life, such as shelter, food, water, and clothing. I take responsibility for where I now find myself in life as I move forward. I get in touch with the trust, my innate wisdom, which tells me that I will be provided with all my needs. And I always say, there's no lack in the universe.
There's no what?
No lack in the universe.
Okay. There's no lack.
In the universe.
Everything is in abundance, right?
That's right. Everything we need is within ourselves. We just got to call it up. We have to activate it. Whether you chant, meditate, whatever that you may do spiritually, nothing is outside of you.
Nothing.
Everything that you need is within yourself. You just have to call it up and cultivate it.
Wait a minute, I'd like to write that. Called it up and cultivated. You know I'm over here writing, don't you? Okay, and cultivated. Okay, I'm gonna put that in quotation marks there. Now, Stephanie, all of this information is in your book, The Healing of the Wound. Can you please give us some information of how that book can be purchased? It's a wonderful book. Can you shout that out for yourself, please?
Oh, you can email me at fashion, FashionBlyFit, 22@gmail.com.
That's
fashion.
I'm sorry, repeat your number.
It's 323-428-5862.
Okay, and I'm going to, when I write the summary, I'll just tag that in, if I may, if you don't mind. And while I have you on the line, I'd just like to let you know that this show has been sponsored for this segment by Flowers by LaFleur, Tracy Linda Lee. And Linda Lee is not a flower arranger. She is a floral designer with love. And her telephone number is 213-487-6487. That's LaFleur Flowers by Tracy. Ask for Linda Lee, 213-487-6487. She just does not put the flowers in a jar. She does our design from her heart. Very, very beautiful. If you want to bring a smile to someone's face, get one of her floral designs. She does it all with love, and it depends on the purpose and the event. She also writes cards that go along and put her words in her heart. It's something that brings a smile to her face, and your book, The Healing of the Wound, brings a change to one's life. So, listeners, this is Stephanie Haynes on the line, the author of The Healing of the Wound. Stephanie has information for you in that particular book. There's affirmations, the ones that she shared with us today. There's exercises, there's illustrations. It's just a phenomenal, phenomenal piece that you must have in your library, and it's never changing and will take you through and change your life. Stephanie, thank you so much. And our friend Carmelita that came on, hopefully Carmelita will come on with us next week. And she likes to talk about animals, and I think she's going to do the elephant. I'm not going to rush her, but she's good too. And when she does it, if you have an opportunity, I'd like to have you call back and ask her some questions. So, you know, each one teach one, and we educate each other here. I'm so glad that the both of you were on, that I was able to introduce Stephanie and these seven chakras. Let me, I see red flashing everywhere, so I don't know if that means I'm in balance or out of balance, but I'm going to go back and go through my affirmations and make sure that I put everything in line. So I'll have a wonderful evening and a better tomorrow. So, listeners, you're listening to Tell It Tuesday, Stephanie Haynes, and we had Miss Carmelita come on and join us. You know, she's our animal lady. So I love you both, and I'm going to play this song, because when you go through these chakras and understand yourself, you'll be sounding like this. Stephanie, we love you. We love you. We love you. I'll talk with you later, and thank you so much.
You're welcome, and good evening.
Good evening.
It's been a while, I'm not who I was before. You look surprised, your words don't burn me anymore. Been meaning to tell ya, but I guess it's clear to see. Don't be mad, it's just a brand new kind of me. Can't be bad, I found a brand new kind of free. Careful with your ego, he's the one. one that we should blame. Had to grab my heart back. God knows something had to change. Thought that you'd be happy. I found the one thing I need. Why you mad? It's just a brand new kind of me. It took a long, long time to get here. A brave, brave girl try. It took one too many excuses, one too many lies. Don't be surprised. Don't be surprised if I talk a little louder, if I speak up when you're wrong, if I walk a little taller. I've been under you too long. If you notice that I'm different, I'm taking personal things. Don't be mad, it's just a brand new kind of me. It ain't bad, I found a brand new kind of free. Oh, it took a long.
Back again on Thursday, we'll have Gloria with Wellness and Miyoshi. What's up? We'll be coming on. You know that she's going to let us know what's happening. We do the portion of Miyoshi, Wisdom, and What's Up, and that's going to be Thursday. And Friday, we'll have a surprise for you. We're going to have some music, some instrumentals, and some encouragement, and all of that good stuff out there. We love you. Please have a lovely evening, and thank you so much for listening in with Waking Up with Linda Mac Shannon Crew.
Waking Up with Linda Mac Shannon.
You said it, girl.
Sharing
Care.
Yeah. Ooh. Say woo. Waking
we
up.
Sharing Care with love all through the land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
All through the land.
Say what? We give. Showing others how to live.